You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Eye Care Support Pathway 2 years on event in Manchester, and I'm joined by RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, David. Nice to meet you.
So, big day today, celebrating 2 years of the Eye Care Support Pathway. What can people expect from today?
Well, a really good varied programme, I think, of both progress in terms of what we've been doing over the last couple of years, but also, I think, crucially, looking forwards to how we move on from what's been a really successful piece of work over the next few years, and taking advantage of, you know, what is a very important time in terms of the NHS 10-year plan having been published recently, budget coming up, you know, which clearly will have some implications on money in the health service. So we've got to stay ever sort of vigilant and organised to make sure we take advantage of the sort of national condition as we move this really important work forwards.
And it's brilliant today to have so many people from so many different organisations celebrating the work that's been done over not just the past 2 years, but this is a piece of work that's been going on for a long, long time before that.
No, that's right. We first started talking about this sort of 4 or 5 years ago, and that was building on ideas and work that people had before then. We had the first big session at a summit about 4 years ago, and then we launched the Eye Care Support Pathway two years ago. So you're right, it's been a sort of long gestation, but you know, two years of really good work done since that formal launch in 2023. I think to your question, yeah, I mean, what's been the real strength of this has been the group of people that have come together, you know, to work on this. It's not just one or two charities or us on our own. It's a whole host of charities. It's the NHS across England and the devolved nations. It's some really important bodies like the Royal Colleges of Ophthalmologists. We've got the College of Opticians here today speaking, and a variety of people, you know, from you know, important clinical roles, you know, across all of the UK. So it's a really powerful cohort. I mean, one of the successes has been bringing that group together, and that's why actually it's been a successful initiative, has been the strength of the people involved in it.
And finally, getting all these people together, having big discussions, many roundtables happening, how vital is it to keep these discussions open and make sure that as we look to the future that we're kind of covering all bases?
No, that's right. I mean, I think you've got to, you know, have a really good, solid plan, which is what we pulled together, you know, 4 years ago, and then really 2 years ago when we launched it. But you've got to stay nimble and agile to be able to respond to what's happening in the world. Very, very shifting sands politically, economically, socially at the moment. And of course, you know, your plan has got to be relevant to how life is evolving in the UK. So, you know, for example, you know, since we launched this, we've got a Labour government have been in place. New health secretary in West Streeting, NHS 10-year plan has been worked on. Those weren't things we knew about 2 years ago. So, you know, we've got to stay, as I say, very relevant to the here and now. Yeah, we've made some good progress. I think we've got 16 of the ICBs across the UK have implemented the Eye Care Support Pathway. You know, so we've got to work on getting the other ICBs to implement it, but also where it has been implemented, make sure it's landing and is actually having an impact that's benefiting, and this is a critical point, benefiting people who develop an eye health diagnosis up and down the country and need the support of the pathway.
Great stuff. Well, Matt Stringer, RNIB Chief Executive, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, David, my pleasure, and look forward to speaking to you maybe later on in the day once we've had some of the content, but thanks for speaking to you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.